having gone through the hospital, one is struck by the sheer devastation of many wards, and particularly the emergency department, radiology, modern new buildings, absolutely gutted and destroyed by the combination of water, sewage and silt. The extraordinary efforts made by staff to evacuate in a very short time span. So my first instinct is to say to Sean Murphy and his team, and Flood and Dr. Paul O'Connor, to all of those and all of the staff, you know, well done in terms of very trying circumstances to come through this event with no injuries or untoward incidents for the patients. So patient care was uppermost in their consideration, and they did a superb task in relation to that. What is, I think, critical is that the management and the hospital staff continue to get every support to deal with the emergency situation, the interim restoration of services, and then medium term, that all of the services that have been in place in this hospital prior to this unprecedented event will be restored as efficiently, as safely, and quickly as possible. There are clearly patient safety issues that have to dominate the entire process from now right to the restoration of full service.
Would you conceivably see a situation where a recall of the Dáil would be necessary to discuss this issue fully?
I think it will be discussed in the Dáil. I think, to be frank, the management and the staff need everyone's energies and resources concentrated on doing the logistical work to get the hospital back to function, to get capacity back, to get bed capacity back, to get radiology capacity back, and to get emergency medicine back. So, to some extent, I would prefer that all the work of officials at the moment in the department, in the HSC, and in the Northwest would be focused on that. There will be time in September for a full Dáil debate on this situation. But I think all energies must be, I think, directed to getting services back for patients.